Isaiah chapter 18. Ha! Land shadowing with wings, which art beyond the rivers of Cush, that sendest ambassadors over the sea, and in vessels of papyrus upon the waters, saying, Go, swift messengers, to a nation scattered and ravaged, to a people terrible from their existence and thenceforth, to a nation of continued waiting and of treading down, whose land the rivers have spoiled. All ye inhabitants of the world and dwellers on the earth, when a banner is lifted up on the mountains, see ye, and when a trumpet is blown, hear ye. For thus hath Jehovah said unto me, I will take my rest, and I will observe from my dwelling place like clear heat upon herbs, like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest. For before the harvest, when the blossoming is over, and the flower becometh a ripening grape, he shall both cut off the sprigs with pruning knives, and take away and cut down the branches. They shall be left together unto the mountain birds of prey, and to the beasts of the earth, and the birds of prey shall summer upon them, and all the beasts of the earth shall winter upon them. In that time shall a present be brought unto Jehovah of hosts of a people scattered and ravaged, and from a people terrible from their existence and thenceforth, a nation of continued waiting and of treading down, whose land the rivers have spoiled, to the place of the name of Jehovah of hosts, the Mount Zion,